You're listening to Can I Get Witness by Ignite Ministry Global. Please note that the views expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not represent the views of WAPN and WAPB. The content provided is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to seek appropriate guidance for any specific concerns. WAPN and WAPB and its hosts are not liable for any actions taken based on the information provided on this show. Thank you for tuning in.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Christina and my amazing husband, Jesse Amos, and we're with Ignite Ministry Global. You guys are watching and listening to Can I Get a Witness? We're back for another week, and boy, has it been a long week. My goodness. I'm so tired.
When you say a long week, there's a week? I feel like
the days have become each other.
What day is it and what day of the week? I guess it's Monday because we're on the air.
Here we are. It's Monday. We got at least that day right.
It's exciting. It's different.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know where I am, but God is still with us. But thank you for joining us for Can I Get a Witness this Monday at 8 p.m. on WAPN. We have an amazing guest tonight, and we can't wait to introduce you to her.
Yes, but first, make sure you guys are going on social medias, like, share, comment, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, all the podcasting channels. Make sure you're going on there and sharing it with all of your friends. Be a part of the conversation. Make sure you guys are messaging and reaching out to us because we want you to be a part of the conversation as well. We've had some really awesome topics over the last few weeks, like do good people go to hell? We've talked about what is the church? Why do churches split? I mean, we're not really here for the comfort zone at Can I Get a Witness. We want to put everything in the hot seat and have real conversations because these are the things that everyone wants to talk about, but everybody's too afraid to talk about. And if we don't talk about them, then the iron's not sharpening the iron and we're not growing, right? So we need to be having these conversations. And this one is going to be, I think, probably one of our most touchy subjects yet.
I would say 100%. It is the subject that most people don't really want to talk about at church.
Yeah. And don't talk about at church.
We need to talk about at church.
Yeah.
And in a way that is loving, kind, and puts a spin on people and gives leeway for fault, leeway for opportunity to come to a new place of understanding.
Yeah.
And honestly, combats what is being so negatively portrayed out in public as the right thing,
right?
We have to bring light to it as the wrong thing in a way that people still feel loved. Yeah. And that's where we're going to talk about it tonight, because there's somebody here who can help us and I think equip us to do that tonight.
Yes. So I'm so excited. We have an awesome guest tonight, Lori Wagner, and she has an amazing testimony. Before we get into it, Lori, can you just open us up in prayer before we start this, and then let's have an awesome conversation.
First off, I want to just say welcome, Lori, to our show. I am so blessed to have you. We've talked about this a couple times.
Yeah.
I've actually thought about you in the past. If we ever did this, and it's been, I don't know if you knew this, but we planned for like a year to do this show.
Yeah.
And we met, I don't know, at least a year ago. It might have been more than that now. Yeah. So we're excited. Thank you, Lori, for coming on. Please pray, open up that God would be lifted up in this place.
Yes, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening, and I thank you for allowing me to share my testimony and my story with the world. Father, I pray that you would reach people. I pray that you would allow them to hear the truth, because the truth is what sets us free. I thank you, Lord, for saving me, for setting me free, and I pray that you continue to heal me so that I can set others free. And bless this show tonight in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Father, I just want to lift you up. I want you to invite you in, God, that the peace, God, that only you can give through your Holy Spirit would come upon us. God, that those who are on the radio, in the airwaves, God, that they too, God, would feel your peace tonight. And God, as we stir up the demonic God. I pray, God, that you bring peace even to those demonic spirits that are in people even now, God, that you take it out, God, that you tranquil the enemy, God, in this moment so that, God, you would get the victory, that you could draw through and draw people's hearts, God, to you. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 So tonight we're our topic is LGBTQ to set free. Amen. And so we're so excited that you're here. Lori, I know you do some really amazing things for the Lord, reaching people who have really struggled in this area, in this lifestyle. And tell us a little bit about your ministry and what you're doing and how you're using social media platforms like TikTok to reach the community.
Hold on. Before she answers that, I'm so excited because we got a fellow social media minister with us, because that is near and dear to our heart.
Yes. Amen. 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 Well, I do a lot of social media. I do Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, a couple TikToks.
Go ahead. Give them your follows.
Yeah. You can follow me on Broken No More 777 or Redeemed by Grace 777 or Little Padawan 777.
I love the plug it again, so don't feel bad. I wish I had a graphic. I'm not there yet, but we'll get there one day.
One day.
So I just really, my ministry is just love, loving others, sharing love to the LGBTQ community, because you know, I've been there and I've experienced it so a very long time in that community, and I truly believe that love conquers everything, you know. And we just need to love that community, love them to Jesus. That is the ministry, you know, just love.
I love that.
Love.
Amen.
Yeah.
I think in all that we can do, God said the greatest of these
is love.
Is love.
Amen.
Yeah. And it's hard to understand love in its fullest. And when we get to know God and his testimony of what he's done in redeeming us, I think that we can only understand that love when we've tasted his mercy, his grace, his love. And so when we've got it, we now can really show it in a different level than we could have ever understood.
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many times I've said it on the podcast, and I'll probably say it a million times over, but
say it again.
Yeah, I mean, we think as believers that we have to be the ones to do the convicting. And so we like to point out a lot of stuff. And what we forget is we don't take the place of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that convicts of sin, righteousness, and judgment. What we're supposed to do is love and show the goodness of God, which draws men to repentance. God is that goodness, you know. Now, can we do that without truth? Absolutely not. We need to have truth, because love is also truth, but in how we do it and how we deliver it can make all the difference in the world. And I think it's awesome that you're using TikTok. And right now, today, in this day and age, you know, the younger generations, like I remember, like even when my parents were younger, like obviously this has been a lifestyle that's been going on for long time, but it wasn't as quite accepted as it is now. Now it's almost groomed on our children. And I remember, even whenever I was younger, like before I had Jesus and I was like in my party days, you know, it was like the cool party trick for the girls to make out at the party,
right?
You know, and that's kind of how it starts. I think it starts as something as little as that. Oh, we're just drinking, we're partying, we're having fun. And then you get in a relationship, which I've been in several bad relationships, one with a drug addict. He was addicted to drugs for 6 years. And like through that, you go through these relationships and stuff as a young woman, and you get your heart broken stuff. And almost that comes to mind. Like, you know, I almost want to call it quits, like forget men. You know what I mean? I'm venturing on a new path, you know.
But are you trying to tell me something here? Wait a minute. Hold up. I'm that
spilling
bad
the tea.
You.
I'm spilling
the tea.
I think
that's the most frequently said thing in that with people going into that community is because of the relationship with men. Like, I'm calling it quits. I'm done with men.
Right. And you think,
because we're bad. Let's be honest.
Aww,
okay,
you're the greatest,
I'm the man in the
honey.
Room. I know I'm out. I'm You're out. This road. Happened to me most of my life, and now I've got two boy dogs and a little 7-year-old. So I feel like I've started to bring back the man in our house. But but the truth is, we're tough. We're not easy to get along with, and I can get that.
Aww.
I can get that. I mean, come on. It's like they said, men are from Mars and women are from Venus for a reason. Uh-huh. We're like two total opposite. We don't get each other half the time. We've been married 13 years. I think it's just a
front. Huh? I think it's just a front.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, well, that we're tough, the exterior? Yeah.
Listen,
oh,
the toaster's okay. broke, okay? Okay. One excuse is as good as another, all right?
Oops. I'm going to
hang it up.
That one. Boy,
but
that
no,
was rough.
Really okay. though, no, but, okay. to get back to the serious yeah, note, yeah, yeah. now that you've squirreled us over to stage left for
a
minute.
I'm pretty sure we were talking about Lori. I don't know where we
but,
are.
But, you know, it starts off as like a party trick, you know, and then sometimes it can end up pulling you into a life that, you know, obviously wasn't intended. So tell me, you know, because you lived this lifestyle for a long time, 26 years. That's a long, long
tell me about
time.
It.
Now, in that, I think the viewers got to know, she wasn't always technically there. So, you know, there's some redemption story that's tied in with her previous story. We're going to get into that. It's exciting, I think. And it's cool how God intertwines life.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree.
You said you have a daughter, right?
Yeah,
you
know, I have two daughters.
You have two daughters. Yes. And how old were you when you had your daughter?
16 and 17. So I was very young before I went into that community. You want me to share something?
Yes,
that?
Please. Go for it. Please share.
Say anything you want.
So I was in high school, met this high school sweetheart. Actually, I never really struggled with the attraction in my teenage years. I always felt different, but I never struggled with the attraction. I was attracted to men, you know, in my teenage years. I didn't have a problem with that. But I struggled with a lot of things, just not, well, I think it was kind of hidden, actually. I mean, if I think about it now, I think it was just kind of hidden. But I met this amazing guy in high school. Ended up falling in love quickly after I was intimate with him. I had a child, and that's where I realized something wasn't feeling complete about the relationship that I was in. The first time I was intimate with a man. Mm-hmm. So I actually left him when I was 4 months pregnant, broke his heart. Aww. And he went on a whole different journey, chased me 32 years. The entire time he's chased me, letters, call, you know. Of course, I did have his daughter, you know, so I did keep in touch with him. But I would say about 3 years later is when I ended up in that community. And then I'm just trying to, you just want me to talk?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, share whatever is on your heart.
Hey, Lori, we understand that like it's a sensitive subject. It's been awesome to see your ministry on TikTok, and we'll get to watch one of those. Hopefully, if I can get it loaded here, the video of kind of your testimony, but you can share whatever you want or as little as you want, and we'll ask as many questions as you allow us in 45 minutes or less. We are so blessed that you're here, and everybody on, I know this, the people that we know and are a part of what Ignite Ministry Global and Follow, you're going to get huge support from. So,
amen.
So we're excited that you're here with us in any way that we can make you feel at ease here and take the pressure off. You know,
I'm good.
You remember that back then, but what did that lead you to now? To you, of course, you went through 26 years after that. So now you felt, what led you to that moment? Like, I know it had to have gotten darker and darker.
Well, I've been a believer my whole life.
So even as a kid?
Yes.
And so even through that decision that you were saying you made to go against, you know, this, well, you had two kids, so you only said one.
Yes.
So after the first kid.
Yes, I had two. two girls, just a year and a half apart. One was with another man.
Oh, a different man. Okay.
Okay. Yes. I mean, it's... So they both have different dads. Yeah. I went from that relationship to another relationship. But in between both of those relationships with men, I was struggling. I did not experience that lifestyle, but I was, I guess you could say I was just trying to find myself. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't really explain that part. There was just a gap in between there, just because, you know, most of... To be honest with you, a bigger portion, and I'm quite sure you guys are aware of that community, has been, I don't know what I'm allowed to say on here, but like...
Say whatever you want.
Take PG.
Yeah.
Just PG.
Been taken advantage of.
From, you can say the word raped.
Yeah, or sexually abused.
Yep.
Yeah,
you can say all that stuff.
Okay,
yep.
Most
just
of that community...
Graphic.
Yeah, gotcha. have been, and that happened to me as a child. Also, I was from a broken home, which a big portion of this community, the more I hear testimonies of, I do get emotional about it. The more I hear testimonies about it, it does come from broken homes, addicts, alcoholics for their parents not wanting, you know, not being able to love them, not wanting them because of their addictions. And then because of their addictions, the kids were not, they were neglected and they ended up getting molested, you know, by family members or whatever. Mm. So I do believe that is part of it, but I also, I just also believe that there's a root to everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a root to everything, and most of the community that I've spoken to on social media have been molested or verbally abused, just such severe trauma, and it was from, like, if it was, well, I'm not really sure about a man, but I know about the women. You know, they were taken advantage of by an uncle or somebody in the family.
Mm-hmm. It's so more common.
Their fathers.
Even mm-hmm. understand.
But it was very, very, it's very deep and it was very traumatic. There was a lot of abuse. It wasn't just something, some type of simple child molestation.
Right,
it was
right.
bigger than that. It was bigger than that. And the same go for the men. The men, every testimony I've heard or even people in that community, I think that community... because they're so broken, they don't express their feelings because mm-hmm. I was one of those, that never talked. I struggled my whole life from the very first time, I was 23 years old when I first actually stepped into that lifestyle. And within a few years, I was struggling. I was Baker acted in a mental facility. I was in a mental facility 17 times in 26 years.
Oh my goodness.
In and out, I was on over 15 different types of antipsychotic medications. And I was clinically diagnosed with panic attacks, anxiety, bipolar, BPD, PTSD, multiple personality disorder.
Good night. Do you feel like that they were diagnosing anything that was actually legitimate? Like, was
I did then.
But do you feel like, okay, so then answer the next question. You did, but you don't now. What does that mean?
No, because they clinically diagnosed me with so much mental illness. I went to, each time I went to counseling, they actually led me more into that community to let me know when I went to counseling and therapy, they led me more into that community by diagnosing me with gender dysphoria.
Wow.
And that was a legitimate diagnosis.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And BPD and stuff like that.
Which they don't do now.
They still diagnose people with.
Yeah, probably.
They still
more
do.
So now.
They still
I feel
do.
Like, I feel like with the laws that they're trying to pass, they're trying to make it impossible to diagnose because it would have been common for that diagnosis back when you were diagnosed. But. Now, I think they're like we were talking about grooming. Mm-hmm. There's a whole transgender against transgender against groomers, and they have this thing like, hey, look, this was my choice, but now you're pushing it on kids. That's not okay.
Right? They live that. They live in that.
And
lifestyle
they're not
now,
Christian.
And they're not Christian, but they're
Listen,
speaking out against
the LGBTQ because I'm so involved with that community on social media. they will come on there, drag queens and stuff, sharing stories, and they will come on there and defend or say that it's not okay that the LGBT has got way out of control with the grooming and all that stuff.
Oh, even
people, I'm talking about, yeah, drag queens come on to my social media and they'll be like, this is not okay what they're doing with these children.
Wow. So this yeah, so there, it's so common in that community.
They're recognize. I mean, they're even recognizing it themselves.
Yeah, like, that's a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
God's doing something.
But I personally believe, because of my journey and my experience, that the mental illness that I was going through that they diagnosed me with, I know it. There's no doubt in my mind now. It was spirits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was demonic spirits. Because I always tell everybody, because a lot of people in that community, they don't understand because they haven't I get a lot of followers from that community that just hang with me and are curious and even atheists and people. They haven't experienced a relationship yet, so they don't agree that it's spirits, you know, they just mm-hmm. think it's mental illness, you know. But I personally know, because it was when I so what happened, I got sick with COVID. I was married to a woman. I was with her for 11 years, and I got sick with COVID when it first came out.
Yeah.
And my wife at that time had an autoimmune disease, so she didn't want to get it and she was kind of afraid of it. So she went to her parents' house and took the boys there, and I was quarantined by myself for 14 days in my home. Mm-hmm. I had COVID pneumonia and I was in and out of the hospital. So I just ended up having to stay in my house for those 14 days. And about 4 days into me being sick, I started struggling with depression really bad. Like, I had such a heaviness, and I was having thoughts of suicide and stuff like that. And I reached out to God. I knew who God was. I believed in God. That was another thing, you know, I just chose my whole life. I was continuously convicted so much. And I believe that conviction that I was struggling with, the emotions of not letting go, it was leading me to those thoughts of them diagnosing me with all that mental illness. I truly just believe it was conviction. And I, at some point, I'm just going to be real. At some point when I was in that lifestyle, I had to completely, I didn't deny who God was, but I had to completely shut him out, because it was the only, I had so much, the conviction was so heavy that I just quit going to church. I quit reading my Bible. And
so what about you were convicted that you were doing wrong?
Yeah, by being in that lifestyle. By yes.
And wow. When did this transition happen? Because I think that's what we were talking about earlier. It's like what caused that?
Are you talking about like
what was the epiphany? What was the, like, you got convicted? When? Why? How?
Well, that was with I was convicted my whole life.
Oh, like, so she was always convicted.
Yes, even when I I was like going to share about my first relationship.
Yeah. You're welcome to share.
Was my first relationship at 22 years old was with a female pastor.
Oh, yeah.
And
wow.
That was definitely interesting, because she knew a lot of the Word of God, and that's it. It's crazy. Like, God takes the bad and he turns it into good, you know, that's right. His word. And now that I've been there for 26 years and God has set me free, I've asked God to reveal to me things about me being in that lifestyle, and he has. And so I would have not really known the things that I knew, the things that I know now, all the Bible reading, the scriptures, we did devotions together. I know it sounds crazy. We prayed. We did devotions together with the children. We had a very structured life. It was just soul ties. Mm. It was soul ties. It was such deep soul ties. She constantly felt conviction also, and she was older than I. So I was 22 and she was 48. So my whole life, I've thought about like what made me attracted to her in the beginning. And I feel like I was from a big family. I was from a family of 9 kids. And My parents were both addicts and alcoholics. Mm-hmm. So I was the oldest girl and I was neglected. It just is what it is. I was neglected, the love. So I was seeking at 16, and I've heard three other stories like this.
It sounds actually very familiar.
I was seeking a mother's love. That's what I believe led me into that. And she was older than I. And anyways, we struggled so much. I was with her for 14 years.
The first relationship.
I stayed with that pastor, the female pastor, for 14 years.
And did she come out of the church after that?
It was just weird because we lived on church campus, you know, so.
And everyone.
So the church knew.
Parsonage. No, they didn't know. They didn't know. We kept it from them. And that's why she was feeling conviction very heavy. But within a couple years, they ended up having a board meeting and kind of, because I think that, most people thought like she was the mother type to me. So, nobody really questioned it. And, anyway, she did, after about 2 or 3 years, she knew because of her leadership and she stepped down. So, and then anyways, I ended up staying with her for 14 years, but that's where I truly learned who God was through her.
Wow.
We prayed together. We did Bible studies together. We did devotions together. She did step down from her outgoing ministry, you know, but we just did stuff at home with the kids. We taught. Listen, I do want to touch on this though.
Okay.
So this is important to me because of the kids, the children, you know, I had two. So when I was in that relationship with her, my children were four and they were about 3 and 5, 4 and 6. They never knew because I brought them into the relationship, allowing them to call her. They called her aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought that it was their aunt, you know?
Right.
And so a few years later, we just kind of kept it down low. A few years later, as the girls got older, one of them's probably listening. as they got older, my oldest daughter actually, we were coming out of the bathroom and we were in the hallway and we were kissing. My oldest daughter seen us. She was about 9 years old and it completely broke her. Like it completely broke her. Can you imagine the confusion of me kissing a woman, much less her aunt?
Right. Oh, you know? My goodness.
So she was very.
And how old was she?
Nine. About 8 or 9. And I remember because those children, my children went to church. We lived in the parsonage. They went to church every Sunday. And at some point they must have talked about homosexuality on a different level. So my daughter.
At 9, you think they were talking about it though?
I think that she must have heard something because she knew. She knew.
Oh, once she knew found that, you out.
Because she questioned me and she said, Mommy, that she stopped us in the hallway and she was just in a state of confusion and she questioned me and said, Mommy, isn't that wrong? Aren't you going to go to hell?
Oh my goodness. Mm.
Wow.
What did that feel like for a minute?
I can't begin to explain to you. I can't begin to explain to you.
Revisit that. It's okay if you don't.
But I can tell you this. I knew who God was at that time, and I had to tell my daughter the truth. That was the hard part for me.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that I could have lied to her and told her that being in that relationship was okay because of the conviction that I felt about it. So, and I knew that I could lead her. I literally could have led my daughter to hell by not telling her the truth.
Wow.
So by telling her the truth at that age, I told her, you know, yes, this is what the Bible says. It's not okay.
So even you knew still in that you had not seared your heart to it. I think that's huge. Like, and that's got to be the toughest thing. You know, the Bible says in Romans, you know, he gives them up to a debased mind to do those things unfitting. And they will even say that it is good.
Yes.
And that is that reprobate mind that people, that's the scary point. That's like my wife and I, we struggle in some kind of sin or something in our life. And we're like, oh God, I don't want to find the line that I'm that so close that I'm finding that. But when you cross it, you know you did wrong, and you have to make a reconciliation with it. And God forbid we keep doing something so wrong that we lose that conviction. You know,
it's so. I mean, to me, it's so important because so many people are teaching the children at 8 and 9 years old that this is okay, and it's so confusing to them.
Yeah,
it's so misleading to them, and you. Anyways, that's a whole different, but I did share the truth with her. That was the hardest part for me, was sharing the truth with her, telling her, yes, this is not okay. But I, at that age, I explained to her that I love who I choose to love. And as you get older, you can choose who you love. And that's just kind of where I left it at. But I did allow her to know that it was wrong.
Against God.
Yes, I did. And, both my children, after that happened, I was very compassionate. I always shared the truth with my children. That was a hard truth, but I did it. But my children went into drugs and alcohol,
yeah,
and experienced a lot of, they needed a lot of therapy and a lot of attention, yeah, a lot of counseling. Both of them, but God.
But God.
But God. But God. Through my testimony, both my children have received salvation.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, and they're... Was one of their husbands
after since after you converted?
Yes.
And really, it wasn't that you converted, it's that you repented of a sinful lifestyle that you were living even as a believer.
Yes.
Which can I touch for a mm-hmm. second?
Sure.
You know, I think one of the things we forget is that God doesn't look at any sin greater than another
Amen.
Sin.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not talking about one sin is the worst of all over another sin in this situation. We're just saying this was something huge, and it's something on a really like a society level becoming a huge issue. It's a topic today mm-hmm. that's relevant today. My kids in elementary school are having these conversations about being transgender and non-binary, and none of it makes sense to them. They can't really comprehend.
Well, that's being groomed to them through the things that they're watching too. Right. I mean, we took our kids to see Buzz Lightyear, and you know, within the first 30 minutes yes. of the movie,
yeah,
you know, the woman was a lesbian and she was married to a woman and then she was pregnant. And how confusing is that for a child, yeah. you know? Or there's a new movie that my kids really want to go see. It's called Elemental, yeah. but I looked into it before. You and I haven't even talked about this yet,
no,
Jesse.
We
so
no.
this is the first time for him, but I just
we're talking
recently,
about it now, I guess. Yes. So you can join us in on Mondays.
Yeah, here we go.
And when we have our debrief for a family meeting.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I looked it up, and this is the first binary character is in this movie.
Oh my
non-binary,
God.
So, non-binary
wow.
character.
So,
and
so
they
let me go
by
back to
them.
That when you're done
and
with
so
this.
They're, you know, our kids at a young age aren't just, you know, seeing it like with people walking down the street or whatever. It is being groomed at two, three years old. I mean, these are, you know, children's movies.
It's also because parents, I think, because of, I mean, this is my personal opinion, because of social media, you get a lot of attention on social media. Parents, I'm watching every day on my TikToks. Parents are, just because a 3-year-old boy wants to put on his mom's shoes or whatever, then all of a sudden I think it's truly just Satan all the way around. But they're actually pushing that on their children, allowing their children, because I watched a show on TikTok once where the mom and dad had, it was a young child, and the dad was getting the child for a visit. It was a little boy, and he asked him, and the little boy was telling them, "My mom made me," because he asked them, do you want to wear a dress? And he's like, "No, mom made me wear the dress." So they're pushing, and actually mom was a lesbian. So they're it's so much deeper than what it is. It's spiritual. It's demonic.
That's what I want to say.
It is, because I personally experienced so much mental illness, which I don't, the world called it mental illness, but, you know, struggling my whole life with anxiety, depression, multiple personality disorder, BPD, bipolar, thoughts of suicide. Like I said, I was Baker Acted 17 times in 26 years in a mental facility on all kinds of antipsychotic medications, therapy, counseling, conversion camps, you name it. Nothing ever made me feel complete. Nothing ever made me feel complete. And by me choosing what actually God spoke to me when I was sick with the COVID, in that very broken place, I reached out to God and I was just very broken and just praying. I wasn't asking God to set me free or anything. I was just talking to him, and God actually spoke to me and told me to leave that community that I was in. And it was so compassionate, authoritative. I can't really explain it, but I didn't even hesitate giving God my yes. Mm. I knew by him speaking to me that I knew that he meant business.
Wow.
I knew that he meant business.
What did he say?
Leave.
And what did that mean to you?
I knew what it meant.
What did it mean?
I had to walk away. And I was married.
Oh my.
I was married. I had two stepchildren, two stepsons. We both worked in the medical field. You know, had that white picket fence life. We had problems just like everybody else, but
no married couple. That's
but also couple, also me also me being with my wife and being at that time and being with her for all those years, it was a continuous battle. I even struggled being with her, and we talked about it a lot, and she believed differently than I did. So I told her, like, because I felt conviction, like every time I was intimate, it was such a heavy conviction my whole life, like. And I think that's what turned me to my mind was being tormented. Yeah.
So how did you know it was wrong? Because other than conviction, like Paul said, that I wouldn't have known sin if it wasn't for the law, right? He said that.
Right.
So was there, like, because there was a Bible basis of your foundation from a kid that you were going to that you had heard it, right, or you read it through the
Word? Well, I stayed in church off and on my whole life, except for a short period of time for a couple of years there, because the conviction was so heavy on me that I was either going to have to, what a lot of people in that community struggle with the most is suicide.
Yeah.
Because they just can't seem to surrender. You were talking earlier about how sin is sin and none of it's the same, but there's soul ties, first of all, involved, which, you know, but it really is such a stronghold, because I believe it's legions
of demons. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because also, you know, I've been...
Well, it's an open gate.
Yeah. I've also been reading a lot, you know, about the Antichrist and legions and demons. And I don't know exactly where it is now, but the pronouns.
Yeah. They
are demons always legions. Led by multiples.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
So
that's what my wife has always said. The only time, other than God, which in the beginning of time, he said, we'll make them in our image and likeness. The only time that there is a singular plural word for God. It's the only time that you see it. And it's a pretty, I know we got 10 minutes.
Okay, we have less than 10 minutes, but you just opened the door on that. So okay. Really, really super quick. Okay. There's actually churches now that are preaching that from the pulpit, using that one scripture to promote the they, them, multiple pronoun.
It's demons.
And to make it acceptable within the church. Like, there are churches that are doing this right now. I just watched a video on it. The pastor was preaching it from the pulpit. It wasn't like a new denomination. I don't even remember what denomination it was, but it was one that we all know. And I was just shocked. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, they're using this one thing to say, see? This is accepted, and twisting it and turning it into something that isn't that. And so one of my big questions, because we don't have a lot of time, because, man,
a video that I would like you to describe while we play it in a minute. It's kind of your testimony in short, but we also, so stay tuned here. We got 10 more minutes, guys, on WAPN.
Well, we have five and a half minutes.
Is that long?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. So I want to play this video, but after this video, I want you to describe what you're seeing here, because people on the radio can't read it and see what's going on. And then share how others can minister to people in this situation, and how they can really get to that place of winning a person who's stuck in that lifestyle and has demons. And we, you know, the open door love. Is there. Yeah, love.
Love.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. So, and explain how to do that. So here, I'm gonna play this video real quick.
So this is just me from an infant, but you know, there was a lot of sexual abuse, a lot of verbal abuse, a lot of physical abuse, a lot of neglect. Just a very, always looking for love in all the wrong places, you know. And I just believe that God creates us with an emptiness that only He can fill. That's where I am now. I'm complete and I'm whole, because it's about laying down your Isaac, giving God your yes. That's what it's all about. That's it, you know.
And this is pictures of her growing through the years. It's a really powerful testimony. It's on your TikTok. You can go to the TikTok and see the video. But if you want to watch it on, we'll try to put it on Ignite as well and kind of share her testimony.
Yeah, actually, full versions of my testimony after I first got saved and suffer also on my TikTok. So it's awesome. A little deeper, even a little deeper on my TikTok.
And then what were those TikTok names again?
Broken No More 777 and Redeemed by Grace 777. And then I also have a ministry called Saving Broken Vessels, which is on Facebook.
Amen.
And then I have savingbrokenvessels.com.
Ha! There you
awesome.
Go. That's good. And igniteministryglobal.com if you want to watch every week or go back and find all these videos and revisit. Great way to connect is through websites. And we've almost lost it because now we got like Facebook and everything.
I know. Everything's through social. But you know, we want one thing that with Jesse and I is we want to be able to reach people wherever they're at, wherever, whatever they're going through. So how can we as believers, because we didn't even really get to touch on like how Christians treated you, you know, before while you were living in that lifestyle and even now how they treat you now. And I imagine, I'm sure it was unjustly the way that you've been treated even to this moment, but how can we do better to love those who are in this community, to show them the goodness of God that will draw them.
In a minute and a half. Sorry,
just,
guys.
God is love. God is love. That we should just love others and loving them where they're at, loving them to Jesus, loving them to the truth. I believe that we should love first and then the truth.
Yeah.
That's what I personally believe, because they're not going to trust you if you just keep sharing the truth with them.
Right.
They need to feel loved.
Homosexuality is wrong, or LGBT.
Love them first.
Yeah.
Love them to the truth.
Yeah. People need
truth is what sets us free.
Things. So you got to say, how do you love? So one is not talking about how it's wrong.
Just love them. Love them where they're at.
Treat them as a friend.
Love them where they're at. But loving and accepting is two different definitions. You don't have to accept the sin that they're in or the life that they're in, but you can still love them where they're at. And
I don't correct everybody who cusses, even though I want to.
Right?
There you go.
Just God is love, and that's one of His biggest commandments. We should just love others. And by I personally am experiencing with witnessing to the LGBT, love is winning them to a relationship with Jesus. That's
in 30 seconds, preach the gospel. Say, come to Jesus, to that person that you're thinking about right now that's still stuck in it.
Yes, I believe seeking a relationship with Jesus Christ, even if you're there, seeking a relationship with Him, no matter if you're in, just continue seeking Him. That's really like, just seek Him deeply until you find that peace. He will reveal to you the truth. As long as you continue seeking Him, it doesn't matter if you're in sin or not. Just keep seeking Him. Seek the truth.
Amen. I love that. Thank you so much, Lori, for coming on. We could have spent like a whole nother hour.
I know
just
this.
Talking
I
about
feel like
this.
This is the one time that I would be like, Shelly wouldn't care.
She probably wouldn't, but I don't want to push the button because I want to honor her and respect her.
She texted me one time and was like, you know what?
Yeah, she told us to keep going. But we love you guys so much. It is loving people where they're at. It is seeking Jesus. Jesus is always the answer. He's going to love us no matter where we are, no matter what we've been through. Jesus is the one who put his arms around us and love us no matter what.
The truth is what sets us free.
Yes.
Romans. In Romans 1:24-27, it says that a man and a woman left their natural way for a man to be with a man and a woman, and it was shameful to God, and it was unnatural, and it was detestable. And that's the scripture that stuck with me, because there's no way to really cherry pick that scripture. The truth is there, and the truth is what sets us free. And if you believe, it takes faith to believe in God, and it takes faith to believe in the word of God. But That's
amen. Now you're preaching, girl.
Yeah, I
amen.
Get started.
I love it. I love it.
You needed to hear more of that.
Yes.
Amen. And you know, and to those who are there, reach out to Lori. Lori's there to love you. That we're here to love you. We may not understand like Lori can and help relate to the situations you've had, but God has somebody in the kingdom and he wants to touch your life. And he is a good father. If there was an abusive person, a dad, a father figure, God is not that way. God
Amen.
Wants to redeem
you. That's why I chose to stay on the path. He's the only one that doesn't reject us. He loves us no matter what. No matter, we can just come to him with everything. And I've felt such a completeness and such a wholeness by choosing salvation and turning away from the things of the world.
Hallelujah. Well, that concludes.
You guys make sure that you're going on all the social medias and share, like, comment, and subscribe. Reach out to us if you have any questions or you have a topic that you want us to talk about. Thank you again, Lori. We love you so much. Thank you for coming. We will see you guys next time.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Good job.
That's cool.
All right.
It's really so...